This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bernie Sanders is too old, white, and creepy. Kamala Harris is a plantation, descendant of a plantation owner. I mean, wow. Elizabeth Warren has been chastised for using her ethnicity, her lack thereof, in trying to get ahead. Cory Spartacus Booker has angry Negro syndrome. I mean, when it's all said and done, I'm curious as to who's going to shake out of this thing. Joe Biden, what's he going to? He's got old white man creepy syndrome, if there is an old white creepy man. On the planet, he's it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, see you listening to KJRadio.com. Democrats have a host of problems. A host of problems. And the biggest problem that they have is this week the Mueller report officially comes out. Maybe it's out as far as I'm concerned, because I already know there's nothing in it. And so now Adam Schiff's got to play a new game. He's got to play a different game. Jerry Nadler, we're going to find something else on Donald Trump. Good luck with that, because you know what? The public is done. They're going, you have spent all this money looking for something on Trump. You didn't find it. Now you're going to try something else? I'm sorry. You're not going to deflect our attention away from what matters. And you know what matters? I know this sounds weird. And you guys are going, Kevin, you've kicked this dead horse. No, the horse ain't dead. I keep kicking the Smollett horse because it isn't going to die for a time. This is going to linger. And you better be glad. You ever driven by a dairy farm? Yeah, you know, it is not a good smell. Or a paper factory. Oh, my gosh. It's horrible. But if you ever have, it's a smell that lingers. The Smollett thing is going to linger. They are connecting this thing to both Harris and Booker, the modern-day lynching thing. Now they're saying that Smollett may have gotten the idea to stage the hate crime from his boss, from the people on the set of Empire. If it links back to that, what will that do to the movement? Hello. Glad you guys are with me. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So we've got Democrats, folks, in death spirals in every category. The LGBTQ and blacks are, and all these people that want Sanders to have more intersectionality. Do you know what that means? It means that you have enough of a, you can relate to the feminist point of view. You can relate to the gay point of view. And in order to be that, you got to be a freak. That's what it is. You must be a freak. You must be a Guatemalan midget transsexual who is gay but then turned back to being straight or whatever. I don't know. But you got to be a freak of nature in order to be intersectional. You know, oh, my father was black, my mother was white, but I am, you know, not cisgender. I'm LGBT. I'm bi. And I also believe in, you know, Wiki. I don't know. I don't even know how to come up with any good analogies to be a freak. I'm just too square. Woo, man. So, you know, they're lampooning Bernie Sanders. I talked about this the other day. They're lampooning Sanders because he says, look, why are you judging me as a white male, and particularly an old white male? That used to mean you have a level it's a venerable thing to achieve age and enlightenment, theoretically. Now, Sanders is not enlightened in any way, but he's arguing that you're going to judge me just based on my outward appearance? I know, Bernie. I know. I know. That's what your people do. And let me tell you, you want to talk about a wake-up call for all those independents in Vermont who support Bernie, who donated $1 million within 24 hours. He supposedly got 120,000 donors in the last election cycle. Hillary Clinton got like 50,000. Bernie got 120,000. I don't know what it is, but or maybe it was within the hour. Maybe they're just talking about within that hour. I don't recall, but you can look it up. Google that for yourselves. Don't say, oh, Kevin said it. But whatever it is, it was a lot of people who believe in him. Now, what are they going to think? as leftism spirals in on itself. Leftism spirals in on itself with Kamala Harris wanting to give reparations, a slave owner wanting you to give reparations, not her. No, no, no. She's lived a great life, been you know, sleeping around with old married men who could help her build a career. She did it. Now she wants power, and she wants it so she can exercise it on you. Kamala Harris will never in a million years believe she works for you. She's spending her time, just like Feinstein said, with those kids. How dare you? I earned my spot by getting elected. Do you know how hard that is? Do you know how much time and energy? Do you know how much I had to fight my way up the ladder to become a Democrat power broker? And you little snot-nosed kids want to come in here and tell me about the Green New Deal? Yeah. And which brings me to another irony, that here are left of Feinstein talking about the Green New Deal, and Feinstein's having to back them off. You want to talk about radicals? I'll give you radicals. Radicals in every way. Jussie Smollett highlights them to a T. So does R. Kelly. They love pedophiles. They've let this man get away with pedophilia for decades, holding women as sex slaves. He takes them to 16-year-old, 17-year-old girls, maybe younger, and grooms them, puts them in a house, makes them sex slaves. That's what R. Kelly did. And they're just getting around to arresting him. But meanwhile, Cosby, 50 years ago, was using Quaalude for medication. They said, did you give Quaalude to people? Yeah, I had him. They want him. It was a drug. Throw the book at him. But R. Kelly, running around here, creating sex slaves, not sex zombies with Quaalude that they asked for. I'm just telling you, leftism will spin in on itself in every turn. What do they want to do? They want to impeach the guy who's given you the most successful, the most amazing stock market, the most amazing economy in decades, better than Ronald Reagan. Well, they didn't want to impeach him. You talk about build a border wall. So what? Americans are getting killed in, quote, sanctuary cities. We need more sanctuary cities. Let's stop Donald Trump from protecting American citizens. Let's make him. And then would you know what they would do? Swear to you, if they stop him from building a wall, they'll say, now let's get him for treason and abrogating his responsibility. Because what's his first rule? What is he supposed to do as president? He's supposed to protect the citizens, and he didn't do it. So what? We're the ones who are the reason that he didn't. See, that's leftism. Every turn. And that's why, look, there's no dog in this fight for me. I care about righteousness. I'm glad Paul Ryan's gone. I think Mitch McConnell needs to be gone. I think most of the Republicans are worthless. But, you know what? It's the only choice we have right now, because you certainly can't go on the other side. These people are loony. We got a lot to talk about. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are scaring away other Democrats and independents, and they say optimism in Trump camp grows. That was a title that I read. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the New Green Deal, she won't shut up. She wants to kill your farting cows, and she wants to limit your ability to take a plane. And I don't know if you guys saw this Feinstein thing where these kids came in and questioned her and just really got her upset. But there's something that you should note about both AOC and Feinstein. But let me play this, have you play this clip of these kids as they're going in. These are, I don't know what age they were, probably fourth or fifth graders. They're going in to talk to the senator about Andrea Cortez's Green New Deal, or Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal.
We're trying to ask you to vote yes on the Green New Deal.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We have our own Green New Deal.
Some scientists have
said that we have 12 years to turn this around.
Well, it's not going to get turned around in 10 years. What we can do,
Senator, if this doesn't get turned around in 10 years, you're looking at the faces of the people who are going to be living with these consequences.
The government is supposed to be for the people and by the people and all.
You know what's interesting about this group is I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what I'm doing. You come in here and you say it has to be my way or the highway. I don't respond to that. I've gotten elected. I just ran. I was elected by almost a million vote plurality. And I know what I'm doing. So, you know, maybe people should listen a little bit.
I hear what you're saying, but we're the people who voted you. You're supposed to listen to us. That's your job.
How old are you? How old
I'm 16.
Are you?
I can't
vote. Well, you didn't vote for me.
Well,
I'm telling you, we're the ones getting impacted.
It doesn't matter. We're going to be the ones who got impacted.
And people wonder why I started a group, a nonprofit called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. This is the nonsense that's being taught to children. Now, why do I want to discuss? I want to discuss this and I'm going to get back to the reason why we have optimism. You can have optimism. I think it was Molly Hemingway that said the other day. I didn't see it. I don't watch Fox, but she was on Fox and she says if the Democrats are going to run on veganism, climate change, and humanitarianism, whatever, good luck. You're not going to win in 2020. It's become laughable. Their policies. But here's what the interesting thing about this. Ocasio-Cortez is tweeting things like to people that are saying, look, you need to get off this nonsense of, you know, living 12 years and we're going to switch over in a decade. And she says to her constituents, you need to just understand you are taking a back seat. You know, the big people are in charge kind of thing. And I don't remember the exact wordage, but it was essentially, I'm the one in power. Now, this girl on multiple occasions has used her power, has discussed her power in a way that should be scary to most. And she's done it on multiple occasions. But I want you to understand what Feinstein said. Feinstein said, and look, I don't blame her for being upset that these kids have come and they're being disrespectful in a way. I don't blame her for that. But the children were right in saying, hey, we want our stuff to be heard. And I don't know how I would have handled it. I really don't. I hadn't analyzed it to that degree. But I can tell you, Feinstein, the last thing she should have said is, look, I'm the one that got elected. I ran. She's saying, I'm the one that went out on the limb to become a politician to enrich myself so I can break all the rules and never have to pay attention to you. She's saying, I'm bigger and I'm better than you. Here's what I would have said. I can tell you in the sense that of that, I would never say to somebody, you know, I'm the one who got elected, so you better shut up. I would say, listen, as your representative, I'm certainly interested in hearing you out. But then I have to look at all the evidence and all the different things and propose things that I feel are reasonable and what we can get past. You don't understand the inner workings of what I have to deal with, so I can understand your naivete. But we can't get what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants because they're never going to go for it. People within our own party don't want it. So what we have to do is look for a compromise. See, that's a better answer. Now, I just thought it through, and that's what I would have said to him, because I'm not going to do this with these kids. But worse than that, this is what I want to tell you. The teacher that has said to these kids, you've got 12 years. I don't know how old these kids, let's say they're 12 years old. They're looking at their lives very differently than I looked at my life at 12 years old. I didn't look at my life at 12 years old and go, oh man, I'm middle-aged. You know, the idea that she's planted this little bug in their brains, and not just them, you better know this is pervasive. This is going on with the principal and the superintendent and everybody. That teacher should be fired. She should be fired. And you wonder why people are running away from these Democrats. Just look at this. Look at the situation with Smollett. Watch the Democrats crushing each other. They're crushing under the weight of their own policies. Noah, I'm not a fan of Noah Goldberg because he's a never Trumper, and He was vehemently so, and even though he may have made his done his mea culpa, I didn't hear him do it, but I think that the people who were so adamant against Trump and dogmatic about it, I lost complete respect for him. So I don't, you know, I will reference him from time to time, and because he did write a good piece, but you're not fooling me. You know, they're lurking inside of them until they do their mea culpa is this thing that is not. It's counter to what we stand for as Americans. So anyway, he did write a piece about it, and I want to get into it. But there is a growing, there's a dissatisfaction growing within the Democratic Party that is bigger than anything we've seen in a long time politically. And here's what I want to cut to the chase on this. Democrats not only scaring their own, they're scaring the independents. But we haven't had a rallying cry for a long time. Let me put it this way. Democrats, no matter what their ilk, whether they're anti-war or they're, you know, they want criminal justice reform or whatever their thing is, their bag, they've always rallied around the idea that they can't stand us. That's been their battle cry. We you know, no matter where our differences are, we got to stop those, you know, those radicals and all this, and they call us radicals. That's been their battle cry. That's been the glue that's held every piece of them together. What I'm saying to you right now, you over the last 2 years have witnessed that glue begin to dissolve. And it's taken things like the election of Trump, number one, and his performance. See, if Trump had been a piker, then we'd have problems. But Donald Trump's performance is what, you know, you can't look at that and go, well, he didn't do very well. No. No matter what you say, when you look at all the numbers, the unemployment and everybody that's being impacted, you positively, you go, wow, domestically and foreign. So now the glue is starting to melt away. It's dissolving. There's not this thing that holds it all together. And that is where we have an opening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email matt@peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is testifying behind closed doors with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He testifies in an open hearing with the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday. As far as what we can expect out of these hearings, former federal prosecutor and Fox News contributor Andrew McCarthy believes,
this is probably going to have a lot more political fireworks kind of consequences than legal ones.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un begin their second summit in Hanoi this week. They're expected to spend a lot of time talking about cutting back on the North's nuclear weapons program and possibly lifting some sanctions. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says patience is key.
I'm not expecting anything dramatic. I hope we make progress, but this is going to be more of a marathon, in my opinion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Never Trumpers. Never Trumpers. There were, what was it? So there's anti-Trump, Never Trump, obviously the pro-Hillary, I'm with her crowd. What was it? There was one of, maybe it was the hate Trump, anti-Trump. But the Never Trumpers are the ones that were interesting to me because they were, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to convert me. My brother was one of them. One of my good friends who used to run an institute up in Denver, he was one of them. I thought he would never, I mean, he hated Donald Trump. Guy Benson hated Donald Trump. Ben Shapiro, he's the darling of conservatism right now, hated Donald Trump. Stephen King hated, there's many others. Many prominent Republicans and so-called conservatives hated Donald Trump, and the ones who survived downplayed their hatred of Donald Trump. Ben Shapiro's one. He doesn't go out never Trumping anymore. He goes out going to colleges and universities, and they show videos of him straightening out these college kids. You know, good for Ben, but he was a never Trumper. The reason why these college kids, all the things that Ben's going out talking about these kids are going to have is an opportunity, are because of people like Donald Trump. But he couldn't stand him. Guy Benson, I was in Colorado when Guy Benson was like, oh, can't stand Trump. And I mean, he hated him. I could see it in his eyes. I was just trying to be rational, like, well, maybe I ought to just back up and think about it this way. I mean, he just, you know, I wouldn't say he tried to bite my head off because he would have got hurt. But he certainly was like, there's no talking me off the mountain here, off the cliff. No, not going to happen. A few continue to muddle along in their careers, but find themselves in the, remind me, who are you, pile, you know, those people, Bill Kristol, Stephen Hayes, Noah Goldberg, many others. They were the bells of the balls. You know, each commanded crazy speaking fees. People lined up to shake hands and get pictures. They were all over TV. And even if they're on TV today, who cares? Nobody cares about them. There's a guy who started Red State. I don't know what his deal is anymore. I met Eric Erickson in Colorado at the same place where Guy Benson hated Donald Trump. And here's the other irony. Laura Ingraham was there, and her speech, this was while Trump was a candidate and barely a candidate, and she said, keep your eye on Donald Trump. She was one that had the audience scratching their head going, huh? Huh? Nobody believed it. I don't think Eric Erickson was in that particular thing. But he was, I mean, he, I don't think he was at that session. At least I don't recall. But, yeah, so Laura Ingraham predicted the coming of Donald Trump. But it, Eric Erickson wrote an article a while back. It was called Trump 2020? And it was the beginning of his mea culpa. And here's what he wrote. I have wobbled back and forth on the idea of supporting President Donald Trump in 2020. I opposed him in 2016 and voted third party. The candidate I supported, Evan McMullen, has, like so many others, abandoned all his values as his hatred of Trump poisons his conscience. I dare say the worst mistake in my life was not when I climbed a mountain only to remember I was scared of heights, or when I played with a scalpel that nearly cut off my finger as a kid. It was voting for Evan McMullen. Then he skips on in the article, and he says, I find myself in an odd position where for the first time I see myself one of the original so-called Never Trump conservatives voting for Trump in 2020. I have inevitably concluded at times that Trump would do something to push me away from him. He is not disappointed on that front, from tariffs to character issues. I'm going to stop there for just a second and just say, This is what upsets me about these guys, that even when they get their come to Jesus moment about Donald Trump, they still talk about crap they know nothing about. Tariffs. We've been getting screwed in trade. Trump fixes it. And even as in October of 2018, this guy is still writing about it. And then, of course, the character issues. He goes on, but now I do not see how anyone else could offer a more compelling alternative to the president. Each time the president does something I don't like, his opponents play a game of hold my beer, which is a reference to rednecks that always say before something drastic happens, hold my beer. Now, Erickson's tipping his hand towards his support of Trump, which, you know, I'm leading you down this path. Obviously, he now fully supports him. But he misses the policy mark, as I mentioned, just on trade. But he continues, Trump may have criticized Kavanaugh's first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, in a way I found inappropriate for a president to do. But his opponents have thrown out the millennia-old principle that a man is to be presumed innocent. The president, and I'm going to stop there for just a second and talk about that. What Eric Erickson is upset about in this particular article in 2018 is he doesn't like the way that the president responded to Blasey Ford essentially trashing his candidate. And Eric Erickson, it has to wait until they trashed. He doesn't understand that they were the reason why Trump came to the aid of Kavanaugh is the trashing that they did. He didn't start out trashing Blasey Ford. In fact, he said, look, these are serious allegations. We got to look at it closely. And then he came out almost within days and said, it's BS. Now, I beat him to the cause because I already told you they were lying skanks, and that's what they are. And I'm sticking to it because I know what they are. Fox notwithstanding. Kiss my butt, Fox News. Then he goes on and he talks about, he says, the president may have enacted tariffs I find harmful to the economy. Pfft, dummy. But his opponents are willfully destroying a good, innocent man so they can keep destroying children. Then he writes this, George Bush. Oh, wait. Dammit. I clicked the wrong thing. It says, George W. Bush attempted to put Harriet Myers on the Supreme Court and push comprehensive immigration reform, no child left behind, the General Motors bailout, etc. I opposed all those, but never doubted Bush's integrity, character, or faith. Frankly, Trump does not have the character or strong Christian faith I prefer in a president, but he is positively angelic compared to his political opponents in the press. Between Trump and his opposition, I would rather vote for him, despite his flaws, than for his opponents who want a flawless progressive utopia. Trump, he says, is neither an ambassador for my values nor the articulate champion of my principles I would prefer, but he is a safe harbor in a progressive storm that seeks to both destroy my values and upend our constitutional republic. Now, only a few months later, Erickson has made his views official. He declared he will vote for the Trump-Pence ticket in 2020. Now, you may be saying, now, Kevin, who's Eric Erickson? I don't even care because he's one of those. Remind me who you are, guys. He's not, there's nothing appealing about him. Maybe in his youth he was a good-looking guy or something, but he's a pudgy old guy. I used to wonder, how do these guys get ahead? I mean, what's the big deal about Eric Erickson? Yeah, he's a decent writer. He's probably a good thinker and all that, but I'll be honest with you. I could outthink this dude in my sleep. And many of you did outthink him because we were the people that supported Donald Trump. So here's what his quote was. I will vote for Donald Trump and Mike Pence. And to be clear, it will not just be because of what the other side offers, but also because of what the Trump-Pence team has done. They've earned my vote. In other words, President Trump finally won over a true never-Trumper, and it only took 2 years and a massive amount of winning. Now, Eric Erickson, yeah, I don't know why he's declaring this. Does he think anybody cares? I care about it because I know other people are like him, and that's the point I want to make. But I want you to understand all that it took for this man to finally go, you know what? He's earned my vote. We learned it long time ago that Donald Trump had earned our vote because he was a straight shooter. He wasn't giving us political speak. Erickson showcases, folks, what the many never Trumpers now experience, the tug of two ideologies. And what are those two ideologies? First, they love the idea of what they had, the love of the worthless Republican establishment. That was, it's tough to break away. That's what they were indoctrinated for. And then second, they love that the left, the lunatic left, has been exposed for what it is. Now, Trump did both of those things for them. He exposed and then destroyed the Republican establishment and the leftist machine that dare, you know, that was so out of control that we even succumbed to it as ourselves. We followed along with education. Oh, we got to put more money in education. We were actually paying for our own doom. And that's where we are with this. I praise Erickson for essentially admitting that despite having massive intelligence, he badly missed on Donald Trump. He got it wrong. The Trump voters got it right. And like many establishment Republicans, these never Trumpers, they became enthralled with their own power base. If Trump did anything, he eroded the established pecking order, and that pecking order had been around for decades. And I want you to try to imagine all the sucking up over the years that all these people have done. Each made a political investment they expected to pay off, and Trump destroyed the hierarchy. Then Trump had the gall to actually perform. Never Trumpers never believed that Trump would be effective. They didn't support him, so how could he be competent? But he's earned their vote. And many of these formerly hardcore Never Trumpers feel the same. Glenn Beck did his mea culpa. Many others will. So what's going to happen in 2020? I'll give you my predictions another time. But it's going to be good for us. That
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talked about Erickson to bring up this optimism that's in the Donald Trump camp, and I'm reading from the Washington Examiner, and they say Republicans toiling to reelect President Trump are freshly optimistic, confident a Democratic Party dominated by ambitious progressives is scaring wayward factions of the conservative coalition back into the fold. With a midterm election rebuke and a disastrous government shutdown in the rear view, Trump's 2020 campaign team and constellation of key outside supporters are sensing a turnaround. Now, welcome back, everybody. If this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If sensing the turnaround, the sensing of the turnaround has been since the election of 2016. Now, I get it. We have to go through this political calculus, and we lost the midterms and lost the House, which historically we were supposed to. We were supposed to lose it even worse. You guys know the rampant cheating that went on. You know how they use all of the media to drum up all this stuff on Mueller. So I want you to just understand the number of people that are going to be second-guessing themselves now that the Mueller report will come out and say nothing happened, now that we've got this new news on Jussie Smollett, now that we have a firm understanding of trade and the president's foreign policy is actually working. And I could go on and on and on, because, I mean, you know, I get bored when I keep talking about this. As Trump said, you're going to win so much, you're going to get tired of winning. I really kind of feel that way. But we got all these things going on, and all these leftists are going, huh, maybe these people aren't as crazy as we thought. But anyway, so they say that there are those outside sensing a turnaround. Now, I'm going to go with that, because though I'm a firm supporter of the policies of President Donald Trump, I have to recognize that there are people who weren't. So some of them are going, you know what? Wow, they're coming to the same realizations as these hardcore leftists. Now, I call these people the squeaky conservatives, you know, the weak-kneed conservatives. But they're coming around, too. But they go on to write this. The president hasn't changed his controversial ways. But Trump's top lieutenants believe that newly empowered liberal Democrats in Washington and across the country, plus the sometimes peculiar spectacle of the Democratic primary, are causing uneasy Republicans to reconsider their position. Now, this part to me is just ludicrous. Donald Trump has a 90% plus, you know, confidence of Republicans. And after the State of the Union, it was 97%, independents 82%, Democrats 30%. All right? But the key phrase of what I just read earlier was this: the president hasn't changed his controversial ways. This man has been, they've been trying to mold him. You need to become more presidential. You need to do this. You need to do that. And Donald Trump says, I'll be presidential when I need to be presidential. But in the meantime, when I need to slap down, you know, slap somebody, then I'll slap him. And he does it. So here's my point. Donald Trump hasn't changed a bit, but everything around him is changing. This dude is Copernicus. Yes, the world is revolving around him. And the reason for it is he says, I'm the stable force. Everything you do in D.C. is based on nothing but public opinion and nonsense. I'm going to be the stabilizing force. That's what's going on. So because he stabilized D.C., it highlights all the other stuff that's going on. That's the problem for the left. They can't, if we were any other candidate, and I can say this, not with Trump not being my first choice, if it had been any other candidate, we would not have the stabilizing force. We would not have somebody who's willing to take the barbs and through force of personality, cult of personality, whatever you want to call it, has the ability to withstand this media, the media onslaught, all the things that have been going on. Nor would they have taken the tact of Trump and saying, I'll attack. I'm going to attack you when you say I'm a womanizing, you know, misogynist or whatever else. I'm a racist and all these other things. By the way, we are pulling a bunch of the photos of many, many blacks gathering in the White House. And we're going to do this montage and say, boy, you know, because Barack Obama, the White House was open to, you know, key figures, rappers and athletes and entertainers, you know, people like that, Holly weirdos. Donald Trump has opened the White House up to all blacks. You want to come and sit down with the president and, you know, with one of these organized meetings, because I had one of my staffers go up there, Chris, and he hanging out. Chris just said, he said, man, I didn't try to get to the president. There was too many people, you know, jockeying. But he goes, I was there. But he goes, here's what I did do. I had a really good talk with Mike Pence's wife's chief of staff, and I'll be sitting down with the vice president soon. Well, good for you, man. You know, so they went, and many of my other friends went. I wasn't going to butt in. I got meetings with them this week anyway. So I just said, I'll go up because I don't need the pomp and circumstance. I want to get stuff done. But Chris wanted to go, so go up there, bro. Do your thing. So anyway, all I'm telling you is this. You have these weak-kneed Republicans that are coming over. There aren't that many of them. But more importantly, you have a lot of Democrats now taking pause with their party. And that 82% approval of independents has to scare the living daylights out of leftists. It's got to. So anyway, this article goes on. As the House Democrat caucus is increasingly dominated by extreme left members, and as the Democratic presidential candidates work to outmaneuver each other in embracing socialist policies, the choice will become increasingly clear. That was a Trump campaign spokeswoman, Kayleigh McEnany, who said that to the Washington Examiner. She said support for the president is already on the rise. Now, I can give you polling numbers if you want them. I mean, do we have those? I think I did. Let me see here. Oh, you know, it just dawned on me. I wanted to talk. We can talk about it tomorrow. Two things I wanted to cover that we're not going to get to. One is more explanation of what's going on inside the Democratic Party. And the second is this major move Trump did in the LGBT community. But I want to talk to you about the craziness of how people are accepting that move. So, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to get to it today because we're just out of time. Well, maybe. I don't know. I think we're out of time, though. But so anyway, they go on to say this. Democrats flipped 40 seats in the House in November, winning control of the chamber in what they said was direct backlash against President Trump. That was followed in late December by a politically ill-fated government shutdown pushed by the president over the Mexican border wall. For the record, I think they're wrong on both those points. I don't think it was a condemnation of Trump's policies at all. I think it was misrun campaigns by the Democrats and very strategically run targeted campaigns by misrun campaigns by the Republicans and very targeted strategic attacks by the Democrats. They had a game plan that worked and they cheated their butts off. That's what that was about. And as far as the border wall was concerned and shutting down the government, I can practically guarantee you there are many people in America that don't give a crap about the government being shut down. It proved that we don't really need you. I mean, I had a guy that needed to get his passport, and we got a little scared. Are we going to be able to get it? But we was able to get it. So long story short, I don't agree with that, but we did lose the House, and I don't know where Donald Trump's numbers were, but I don't think the border wall affected his numbers that bad. But anyway, they went on to write this. Trump's job approval ratings have bounced back to an average of around 44%. The higher end of the range over his presidency. Some ardent critics have even dropped their opposition to his reelection or said that they could be persuaded to vote for him. That's why I've covered Eric Erickson earlier. He's a perfect example of a vitriolic anti-Trumper, negative never Trumper, whatever, who's turned around. There have been many others. One of my friends, I won't say his last name, John in Colorado, a very prominent Republican there, said he would never support Trump. And John's a really button-up guy. I mean, he's the type of guy that, you know, you'd see as your doctor or your lawyer. And, I mean, John was anti-Trump because Trump was so blue-collarish to him. And I can understand it. John is a, you know, by-the-book kind of guy. And my brother, PhD in theology, just said, Kevin, he's not doing it for me, man. I don't see him as a godly man, whatever. And I counseled with every one of the guys that, you know, that I know that were anti, and I was like, guys, you have completely mischaracterized this guy. He's going to blow you away. He's going to surprise you in every way, and he did it. And the people who lost, the Mia Loves and people like that, were part of the establishment Republicans who were so, I don't want to say anti-Trump, but they went along with what the McConnells and the Paul Ryans and people like that we're trying to do with their agenda, that they're gone. But look who's gone. Look who lies in the wasteland of all of this. Paul Ryan. For all intents and purposes, it was infanticide. This dude died. He 40 more years. He was due to live it out in Congress and possibly become president. He just bagged it. He just said, I'm done. Because he knew he was done. And many other politicos like them, the Rhino crowd, are gone. Many of these leftists understood. The D.C. swamp's being drained. I'm not going to be able to get away with what I got away with in the past. So now, you know, you look at what's going on in the Democratic Party with this festival, this feast that's happening, and I'll get more into it tomorrow, but and you understand the optimism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.